It is 90 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. As the summer temperatures hover in the 90s, some Tennessee communities are helping residents stay cool. Data released by the U.S. Census Bureau in May found that roughly 50,000 Tennessee households don't have air conditioning, and fans just aren't adequate. Programs vary depending on where you live. In Davidson County, the Metro Action Commission is giving air conditioning units to people who qualify. That includes those with lower incomes, people who are 60 years old or older, families with children under six, and disabled residents with medical conditions. The Tennessee Valley Authority is also helping eligible households make their homes more energy efficient. They will seal gaps, insulate ductwork, and replace old AC units. A former court official in Wilson County ran against her boss in the recent local primary election. Now she's filed a federal lawsuit claiming she was fired in retaliation for that campaign. Ramona Sutton was the deputy circuit court clerk before she was fired by clerk Debbie Moss. The Tennessean reports Moss says Sutton was sacked for insubordination and bullying. The award-winning banjo virtuoso and producer Trey Wellington is known for breaking boundaries. He's interjected jazz elasticity into his folk and bluegrass compositions, and he co-founded the all-black string band New Dangerfield. Senior music reporter Julie Height reports his newest album, Hard on the Table, finds him flexing his hip-hop fluency.
I remember having a discussion with myself, you know, in my head where I was like, well, wait a second, you know, you're always saying don't let boundaries keep you from doing something. And so don't let a boundary keep you from doing something that you think would actually be cool. I found a way to integrate banjo into these hip hop instrumentals at the time.
You can find the full story on our website at WPLN.org. You can always find more news there. You can also find it on the NPR app under local headlines. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.